John in Woodstock, good morning and happy Valentine's Day to you. It's always wonderful to hear from you. So he says, hi, Refilwe. Cyril's musings about a smart city sounds like the ramblings of a man who has lived in luxury for many years, completely out of touch with the reality of those in dire poverty. Smart city? Really? Who cares about a smart city? Let's house and feed the population, for goodness sakes. He literally wants to put it in Nigeria, guys. So he wants to just ignore the congestion in K4ways. Jump over the informal settlement that is Deep Snoot and then go head to head with Lanseria. I don't get it. And then basically let them eat cake in the form of a smart city. I'm confused, says this WhatsApp. This government got into this mess all on its own. Now it expects the private sector to bail it out. No ways, not the solution. Fortunately, if Anne Bernstein is right, it may be the only thing we can do. Or the other thing we can do is take our mind off things. It is Valentine's Day, and we have Matt Green in studio. Today's Binge Club is going to be very cool. It is very cool. We're talking about, dating reality shows, keeping the romance, I suppose, realistic and digital.
Yes. Well, I suppose trying new avenues of finding love.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Okay. So the first is a South African special. We've got two South African ones, which is very cool. So because gone are the days of The Bachelor, where 16 people now are going to vie for the interests of one person. I mean, it's still around, but blah. Hurme Sinme Sunme. Tell us about that, which plays on DSTV Now.
Yeah. So that, I found that incredibly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially where somebody, sits on a couch, mm-hmm, and is connected to, they've got a TV in front of them, and they get to date three people. And these people that they're dating all in a single day, mm-hmm, are wearing like a GoPro. Okay. So they see through their eyes and they get to see what their life is like and talk to them. I mean, they can interact verbally.
So it's a modernized version of those blind dating shows where you had the three contestants behind the wall and then questions, you know, Bachelor number one, Bachelor number
exactly,
two.
Except now you can see the one play while he's playing golf.
Right.
Or he's making breakfast or playing with his dog, etc.
And you decide whether you want to be a part of this life that you see.
Yes,
but you
exactly
never see their faces.
Well, you see their faces towards the end.
Okay.
So essentially what's quite fun is like, it's so far it's typically been a woman choosing from three,
mm-hmm,
men.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes through their lives and she chooses who she thinks she will emotionally or intellectually get on with the most because she hasn't seen them.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, they bring the three out. They're not allowed to talk, so she can't tell which.
Voice.
Yeah. Okay. And then they ask her, which one by their looks would you choose? Which can be quite awkward,
right,
in terms of like, does she choose the one that
she actually
bonded with? Or is it now like, oh, well, the one she is attracted to is not the one that she chose.
Oh, snap. Okay. And does it make for awkward viewing or fun viewing or?
It's a little awkward.
And can we watch it even if we're not Afrikaans speakers?
I mean, I got through it fine.
Oh, well, then we're fine.
With respect,
your Afrikaans is not great.
I know. I mean, I can understand Afrikaans and
yes.
I followed it, but don't ask me to engage in Afrikaans.
Oh, their subtitles is...
That's probably why.
Oh, right.
I thought I was understanding, but I was actually just reading.
All right, so is this a binge or a cringe?
I have yet to decide. I would, mm-hmm, say at the moment it's a bit of a binge because it's an interesting concept.
Right.
I wanted to call it a boersoeker binge because it's, I think that audience, the audience that likes boersoeker fro would probably enjoy this as
gotcha.
Well.
Gotcha. And then the next one is Date My Family. It's a Mzansi Magic show that we can actually stream on Showmax. Now, I hear about Date My Family mostly when it trends every week.
Mm.
Just tell us a little bit about this one.
So Date My Family is essentially where the contestant gets to choose, it's friends and family, but like, mm-hmm, about three members, and then they get to find them a suitable date.
Oh my
so
goodness.
They it starts off where they look on it like a little like a dating app that's designed for the show. They,
mm-hmm,
choose three people that they think would be a good,
okay,
partner for their friend or family member.
Okay.
And then they go on a date with
each of the three.
Yes. So the three family members or whatever, they choose three different people and,
yes,
they date each of them.
Each one dates one.
No. They each date. So
there are nine dates.
No, they date them together in a group.
Okay.
So two of them will date the person, and while that happens, the other friend will take the actual contestant to their home.
Ah.
So they get to snoop around inside their flat and see, like, from their apartment or their house or whatever, would they actually want to date them, and then at the end their family chooses who they think.
So why are they trending, do you think? Because it seems like a real popular culture phenomenon as well.
I'm not sure, like I see
it's a big
into
black
the
Twitter thing, I feel.
I think it fits into the same sort of genre as Come Dine With Me.
Okay.
That same sort of like, it's fun. It's not intellectual viewing, but it's interesting to see how everybody goes about it and the kind of the pressure of like, will the person they choose actually be suitable for their family member?
Okay. And then finally, very quickly, Dating Around, an international one on Netflix. Tell us a little bit about this.
Dating Around is my favorite of the three.
Okay.
It's very slick, very American, but it's also the most diverse.
Launched last Valentine's Day.
Yes. Yeah. And I think a season two is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially the contestants will go on a blind date with three or four different people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always in the same location. So they edit the dates together.
Okay.
And they're kind of, it's so interesting to see how they engage on a first date without knowing anything about the person.
Right.
So talking about their lives, talking about their beliefs. And often they choose diverse contestants. So they'll have gay, they'll have lesbian, they'll have black, they'll have Indian. You know, they're kind of mixed religions, they mix things. So it's.
And then their first five first dates?
I think it's four first dates, and then they choose somebody at the end who they would like to go on a second date with.
Okay, and that was the one you liked the most?
It's the one I liked the most. I think because it's the most diverse in terms of, while watching it, you can see the interaction between two people meeting for the first time,
mm-hmm.
but there's also philosophical conversations, cultural conversations, talking about divorce, like whether you would date somebody who's divorced. It's like, it felt the most real in terms of actually getting to know someone.
So this is a binge?
Definitely.
Date My Family, was that a binge or cringe? It feels like a cringy binge.
It's a cringy binge. It's okay. Kind of like, it's something that you don't want to say you watch, but you watch it anyway. It's a secret binge.
Okay, yeah. I love it. Okay, well, three binges or bingeable shows. Hur Mae Sin Mae Soon Mae, Date My Family, and that's on DSTV now. Date My Family on Showmax and Dating Around on Netflix. Thank you so much for taking us through the Binge Club today, Matt Green, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Indeed.